From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have agreed that a cessation of hostilities that went into effect sundown Monday in Syria is holding and should be extended another 48 hours. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
We're continuing to monitor this very closely. We're continuing our outreach to the Syrian moderate opposition. That's been ongoing, trying to explain the arrangement to them, answer their questions. And again, we've seen sporadic reports of violence, but in a large part, we think it's holding.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says it did not record a single civilian or combatant death from fighting in the first 2 days of the ceasefire. It reported incidents of shelling by various rebel groups and airstrikes carried out by the government. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says two convoys of aid for the embattled city of Aleppo have been delayed by security concerns.
I have been urging Russians and the government to make sure that they exercise influence on Syrian government and also the American side to make sure that Syrian armed groups, they also fully cooperate.
He said he wants Moscow and Washington to use influence to ensure the safety of convoys as they pass over a contested road that leads to Aleppo. A former militia member told the Philippine Senate Thursday that President Rodrigo Duterte ordered his death squad to kill criminals and opponents while he was mayor of Davao City. Edgar Matabato told the broadcast hearing that assaults left some 1,000 dead, including a suspected kidnapper fed to a crocodile. The hearing is looking into allegations of extrajudicial killings during Mr. Duterte's national anti-drug campaign. This is VOA News. Myanmar State Councilor and de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi meets Thursday with members of Congress and U.S. businessmen as she continues a visit to Washington. Wednesday, she received a pledge from President Obama to ease most sanctions imposed during decades of military rule.
There is a broader process of transformation, reconciliation, and hope that has emerged in a country that for decades was burdened by a military dictatorship and closed off from the world.
Rights groups call the moves to relax most sanctions in Myanmar, known as Burma, premature since they will affect corporate enterprises operated by the country's military. The U.S. and Israel Wednesday signed a $38 billion military aid package touted as the biggest in U.S. history. It provides the Jewish state nearly $4 billion in aid for each of 10 years ending in 2028. Susan Rice is the White House National Security Advisor.
This additional funding will, among other things, allow Israel to update the lion's share of its fighter aircraft fleet, including the acquisition of additional F-35s and F-15s. It will also enable Israel to substantially enhance the mobility of its ground forces. And as Israel continues to face the threat of rocket fire, this funding will help Israel to further strengthen missile defense systems like Iron Dome.
The current 10-year pact expires in 2018. Israeli elder statesman Shimon Peres is said to have shown some improvement following Tuesday's stroke. He remains in serious but stable condition at a Tel Aviv area hospital after significant bleeding in the brain. Dr. Itzhak Kreis.
Mr. Peres is, from time to time, is unconscious, is awake. We are trying to reduce some of the sedation in order to evaluate him. And that's a good sign.
The 93-year-old Nobel laureate, whose public career spans seven decades, remains on a respirator. The German and French foreign ministers Wednesday renewed efforts to shore up a shaky ceasefire in Ukraine. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier announced a renewed ceasefire between pro-Russian separatists and Kyiv that lasts a week. His French counterpart said they hope to get both sides to pull back from three lines of conflict. Libya's state oil company Wednesday said it hopes to resume exports soon from at least three oil terminals seized this week by forces loyal to Eastern Commander General Khalifa Haftar. The Prime Minister of the Unity Government, Fayez al-Sarraj, has called for urgent talks on the matter. Brazil's former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has been charged with money laundering and corruption. Federal investigators announced the charges Wednesday in connection with the investigation of corruption at state-run oil company Petrobras. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.